Hello, this is Rick.
Hey there, Rick. This is Thomas. How are you?
Oh, good. I didn't know what kind of response I was going to get. I'm seriously looking to create a serious website. I mean, a serious website. Now, I don't have $1 billion yet, and I don't plan on having it. But, do you have a couple of minutes to talk to me here?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
Okay. I don't run a religious organization. I run an academic theological research institution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bible Research Fellowship, that's the name of it, or institute. Okay. That's the entity. Now, we have discovered something which is going to become very controversial, because it's not just the truth. You know, we have discovered something that's true, and I'm looking to build a website from scratch with no open back doors. It can't be hacked. It can't be taken down. Now, I know I can put it on the blockchain type thing mm-hmm. once the site is built, but in the meantime, I'm planning on starting small, and I have built my own website in the past. I just can't find a copy of it. I don't know what happened to it, but I wrote it all in HTML. So I know a little bit about – it was for a bed and breakfast I had, okay? This is
okay.
20 years ago.
Do you remember
but
the
anyway, it was about – oh, yeah. It was the Beaches Bed and Breakfast.
Can you type that in the chat so we can look at it if it's live?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where it is anymore. I mean, I haven't used it in a long time. I don't own the business anymore. It's just that I developed that, and I uploaded it, and you know, it was. I don't know. I don't know how to find it. I'm tech savvy in a lot of ways, but there's some holes in it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that means like we're gonna make the website from scratch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. From scratch. I don't want anything that has like a framework where you have 1,000 plugins for like e-commerce. There's going to be no e-commerce.
Okay.
There's going to be no way for people to donate money.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a. Are you on a cell phone right now?
No, I'm from the office phone.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying is I could send you a photograph of the site map that I've driven, come up with.
Yeah, send it over on the chat. Just drag and drop the file if you have it.
Well, I'd have to take a picture with my camera and then transfer the file to the laptop. But anyway, let's just take care of the basics, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have an email account with runbox.com. Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay, great. That's a good thing. Okay. First of all, I've had no problem in the 5 years I've been with them. No spam, no hacks, no nothing. And they're a high security place. I've looked up reviews on Runbox, and you know what they say? Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't offer all these little bells and whistles that all with it GoDaddy does and stuff like that. But then if you look at all the reviews on, guess what they say in the bottom, you know, but, of course, security is your bag. These are the people who go to. They can't be hacked.
All right.
Okay. So even though I have had messages that they've been attacked, nobody's been successful yet. Okay. And it's not located in the United States, which is a very, very good thing, okay? And they don't retain passwords. The government can't lean on them to get into your account.
Okay.
Now, why am I saying all this? It's because I know that once the information I put on my website, which is printed materials, audio, and video, are going to create a huge uproar in the world.
All right. So
okay, because we've discovered...
If I may ask, like, how many pages that you need to have on the website of yours?
Right now, all our material is printed, and they're very small files because I uploaded them to my website, my email address, and
okay.
then transforward them to people who are interested. I'm using my web, my email address to distribute the material, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. I want people to be able to log in with a password and download whatever they want.
Perfect, yeah.
Audio, video, or printed material. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. This is possible. 100% possible. Okay. So do you want me to like, tell you about the process and the pricing and everything?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I don't want any template stuff done. In other words, it has to be a scratch site with no loose ends that are open for possible hacking in the future.
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that totally, like whatever websites we make sure that the first, they are mobile responsive, second, they are highly protected. So the SSL security is installed on every website that we design, and the client knows about it too. So the websites that we design, like all of them, are totally secure. Second, as soon as you like process the order about the website package, then we'll send you a link to an internet questionnaire where you may fill out the basic information about your needs based on that information, and our research team will be meeting to discuss the ideas of the website, and they'll design a layout for you, not just one. Like they'll design like 2-3 layouts for you based on your provided instructions, and of course we will use our creativity as well, and you're always welcome to provide your thoughts as well. So that's the first step. So if you come to the second step, so that would be like once the layout is completed, we'll show it to you, send it to you in your email, it will be shared on our portal. You will be added over there, and you can talk to our designers, developers, and everybody like you need to talk with regarding the website project. So you can let us know if you like it or if there's any more modifications you'd want to see, and we'll make them based on your input, of course. So as soon as you approve the layout, so we'll go to the next phase, and which is like quite adding like content to the website, such as like photographs, videos, music, audio files, and et cetera, other pictures that you need to add or anything. So we are going to add that once you approve the layout. Then the final phase is to be putting your website onto a test server. So we'll put your website onto a test server so you can play around with the website like any other websites, just to see if there's any other further adjustments that needs to be done and to check whether it's working in every other way. Only when it has been negotiated and accepted by you, then we'll be able to launch our website. Otherwise, we do not proceed. So like we'll keep on taking your feedback on every step. And if you're satisfied with the work, then we proceed. Otherwise, we do not. And the last one would be the website would take around like 3 to 4 weeks to complete, to be very honest. It depends. Basically, it depends. However, this may take like longer or be shorter, like depending on the variety of circumstances, including the quantity and the character of updates to be made on the website. So this is the whole, like, the steps that we follow to gauge
okay.
the potential.
Okay, I understand. Very quickly, what was your second step after the layout again? I'm taking
okay.
notes.
Yeah, sure. So once the layout is completed, we'll show it to you so you can have a look at it and let us know if there is any modifications you'd want to see, and we'll make them based on your input. So as soon as like you approve the layout, we'll go to the next phase, which is like adding
that's
content.
That's my review. Okay, the second step is my review. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, quite frankly, we have a lot of printed material that's ready for distribution now.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio and the video is a future production. I just need places to upload it to, okay?
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
So it's just basically everything is in print so much. So you tell me. I don't know much about websites anymore. I'm not okay. I'm an old guy. I'm 75 years old. Okay.
Really?
Okay. I work I work 6 days a week. I do construction and all, for all my kids because they don't know how to build anything. Yeah,
you really don't sound like 75, Rick, to be very honest.
I was born in 1947. Howdy Doody was running first run then.
Okay. Damn, I'm not flirting with you, Captain of course. Midnight, but...
Captain Midnight had the secret decoder ring, and that you could buy that, and you could, in the Ovaltine, commercials. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I graduated in 65. I went to engineering school at the University of Maryland in 66, anyway. I was in the Vietnam War. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a really old guy, but I do everything, and I'm much more active than anybody else I know, even kids, because they sit around on their asses playing video games or watching soaps if they're women, or novellas if they're Hispanic, and that's all they do. They don't do it. That's their whole goal in life. But anyway, okay. I'm not that type of guy.
I understand.
But anyway. I bought the first damn computer that was ever made for first PC.
Okay.
The year it came out, the IBM PC. They just said it had its 50th year anniversary. Can you imagine that? That was in the news this week.
Wow. So you were rich.
Okay. I bought the first. You know how much it cost for that thing? $3,500. And what came with it? A 12-inch monochrome monitor.
What year it was?
1976, I think, something like that.
1976.
Well, I had.
And a computer worth of $3,500. That's too much, man. You were definitely rich.
Oh yeah. Well, $3,500. I bought it from IBM. In Baltimore, that was the only place you could go to buy it. The first day it was released, I said, I'm going to go buy one. I went up there a couple weeks later and bought it.
So
anyway,
did you sit in the queue to buy it?
No. They had two 360K floppy drives in it, no hard drive, 64K of RAM. That's 1,000 RAM. And it was $3,500 with a 12-inch monochrome monitor, no software.
Okay.
Okay, that's how expensive the first one was. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, in any case, I have a little bit of technical background, but I have a lot of technical background, but I haven't kept up with all this garbage about blogs and stuff. I didn't even know what a blog was until I looked it up last week because I was trying to figure out.
Let me ask you this.
Building this website, they won't use generic. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so what I was asking is, how soon do you want this website to go live, by the way? Are you working on a deadline or something?
I want it soon. What is your pricing for this thing?
That pricing could be really affordable because we are still live on our Easter specials. Because my finance is still allowing me to finish the coupons that we have. So don't worry about the pricing. You get the massive discount. So the pricing would be really affordable. By the way, are you working with a budget too? What's your budget, by the way?
I have a budget. I have a budget. I don't have any idea what it's going to cost to have you guys help me out there.
Well, it can cost you around $1,000 only, to be very honest with you. It's not going to cost you more than that because the things that you mentioned over the phone, understanding that all of the facts, so the price could definitely be under $1,000. Could be around $600 to $700 at the most, not more than that for sure.
All right. Well, listen, what I want to get up and running right away is the ability to be able to download. Okay, I was going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I have printed materials, they can read them on the internet, right? Or they can download
them.
That's two different ways, right? That's the two ways they can get printed materials in their computer. Okay.
Yes.
What can you tell me? Is that an easy option to read or download? Explain the whole process. I don't understand that.
Well, first, once you get the questionnaire to fill out, you need to fill out the questionnaire with all of your instructions that you have for us. Then based on your instructions, of course, the website will be designed, and that only the design will be there first. Once you approve the design, then once we start working on the front-end development and the back-end development, everything will be done step by step. So you'll get to see everything once we are uploading the things and adding more functionalities to the website. So you'll get to know each and everything step by step. So you
so
have to
I have
feel free
a home
with that.
I have a home page idea.
Okay.
Well, you've probably played video games. I mean, I haven't played video games since Ms. Pac-Man came out because I got turned off after that. You know,
I
you remember
do.
What the first video game? It was Pong, and then it was Asteroids, and then it was Pac-Man. Okay, but anyway, oh, they had snakes too. That was. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
They were done with characters from the keyboard. You know, there was no actual graphics, but they simulated graphics by using letters from the keyboard. Anyway, all right, your name is Thomas, right?
Yeah, Thomas.
Okay. The number. Right, how should I get in contact with you on this deal?
We will send you everything in your email once your account has been created. So first, like, let's discuss the pricing so I can get your account created so we can get the work started. And you'll be contacted by our project manager and design team, so they'll get in touch with you. So you'll get the email, and you'll be added on our portal system as well, on which you'll be connected with the whole team altogether.
Well,
so,
I have a couple of questions. I have
please.
A couple of basic,
please go ahead.
For security, it's HTTP SSL, right? Those
yes.
are going to be part of
SSL, correct.
Okay. The second thing is how is the site going to be created? Is it going to be a WordPress site or is it going to be a totally scratch type then? I mean, tell me how you're going to do it.
Well, it's going to be a WordPress site in the start, but if there is anything custom needed, so we can switch your platform to custom PHP. We do not work on template-based websites. We provide you all customized designs, customized concepts. So we do not copy-paste anything. So you won't see any template-based stuff. Everything will be customized. And, of course, that's why we send you the questionnaire to fill out so we can understand the basic requirements from your site so we can implement all of those to the initial designs. Because I would say, like, the initial designs take, like, 24 to 48 hours, and that's a very detailed layout. So...
Well, I'm a little disappointed. My reviews of WordPress are that they're not very secure and they require a lot of security packages to be added on. That's what the reviews all say. Okay. Tell me what's the truth. What's going on?
Well, no. It's on the developer himself, because if they use the right APIs and right functionality to the websites, then nobody can definitely hack the website. And I'm 100% sure. Like, I have, like, thousands of clients on board with me, and a lot of websites are made on WordPress, and I hardly get complaints about the security, for sure. So you don't need to worry about it. That's our responsibility. Like, if anything goes down, we are responsible for that.
I understand. Well, listen, I'm going to talk this over with my people, and then I'll get back with you on it tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So how soon are you looking to start?
I can start anytime. I need to get this material available to the general public. But I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Let me give you my direct line. You ready?
Sure, I'm ready.
That is 669. 302-1313.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate your time. And I have one other question.
Go ahead.
You said WordPress.
This is
WordPress.org, not WordPress.com. Is that what you're saying?
WordPress is the platform that we are going to use, so you get the CMS as well. And on the other hand, if you don't want to go with WordPress, we have the option to go for a custom PHP platform.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's what I needed to know. Okay, thank you so much. Have a
good day. No worries. You too, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.